It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
For our regular catch-up, I spoke to Green Party co-leader James Shaw about the Green Party's position on whether Aotearoa should be calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and the Auckland Council voting against having Indigenous representation in the form of Māori seats, while just under half of New Zealand's 78 councils voted to have Indigenous representation. Here is that interview. We saw yesterday the caretaker Prime Minister Chris Hipkins said that a ceasefire in Gaza is unrealistic, and he also claimed that Israel has a right to defend itself. What is the Greens' stance about this response?
Well, look, the Greens were really disappointed in that. I mean, you know, it may be a tall order to get a ceasefire at the moment, but that doesn't mean that you give up. You know, it is really important that we do have a ceasefire in order to allow humanitarian aid to flow into Gaza. And, you know, in particular, because this is taking such a high toll on civilian life, you know, that's absolutely critical in our minds. So in our view, you know, regardless of whether you think it's likely or not, our view is that New Zealand's stance as a country should be to strongly call for a ceasefire.
And the Greens and Te Pāti Māori have been the only parties to attend Palestinian solidarity marches and speak up for what is happening to Palestinians. Can you tell us about what your engagement with Palestinian New Zealanders and humanitarian groups has looked like?
Well, I mean, we've got a kind of a long history here. And, you know, Gauris Gariman, who is one of our MPs, who has kind of led our response, has had kind of contact with all the kind of key groups for, you know, for a very long time. I mean, it is really important that we continue to highlight the plight that civilians are in here. And so we've, you know, been very strong in calling for the Israeli Defence Force and for Hamas to both stop what they're doing and to stop the targeting of civilians. We think that's absolutely unacceptable. And again, our view is that New Zealand should adopt a position where we strive for peacemaking and strive to ensure that we have that we breathe some life back into the two-state solution of having a Palestinian state coexisting in peace alongside Israel.
Would you call what Israel is doing to Palestinians a genocide?
Well, a genocide, I mean, I think people get very caught up in the semantics of this. A genocide is a very specific crime against humanity. We do know that civilians are being targeted here, and, you know, that is completely unacceptable. That is a war crime, and so that needs to stop.
So you wouldn't use that exact term, but you would consider Israel is committing war crimes or collective punishment?
That does appear to be the case, yes. I mean, from what we're seeing on the news and the reports that we're getting on the ground, the Israeli Defence Force does appear to be engaging civilians, as did Hamas.
Are you concerned about what a national act government could mean in terms of New Zealand's response?
It is kind of too early to tell here. I mean, we have seen public statements from people in the National Party and in the ACT Party, which side very heavily with Israel. The Greens' view here is that both the Israeli Defence Force and Hamas need to cease the conflict, and that we need to find a way to move towards peaceful resolution here. I mean, our concern really is that if you kind of, you know, take one side on this, that you make the situation worse. And actually what we need to do is to stand on the sides of humanity and stand on the side of peace and to stand on the side of the civilians who are losing their lives or are at risk of losing their lives over the coming days and weeks.
Do the Greens believe that Israel does have a right to defend itself, and do you believe that what has been going on for the past 2 weeks has gone beyond the point of defence?
I mean, The Green Party has always adopted a position of non-violent conflict resolution. So when you look at the reports that we are seeing from the Israeli Defence Force, they do seem completely disproportionate. And when you see what the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been saying, it really, you know, doesn't offer the civilians in Gaza much hope of survival or of a peaceful resolution to the conflict.
I also wanted to talk to you today about different efforts within local councils to include Maori representation. Wellington will establish a Maori constituency for the 2025 local elections, but our largest council in Auckland has voted against Maori wards for the next local body election. So this came after a lot of submissions from right-wing lobby groups like Hobson's Pledge. That group alone sent over 1,200 emails to councillors expressing their opposition. How do you feel about the outcome of efforts for Indigenous representation within local councils?
Well, we're obviously really pleased that the Greater Wellington Regional Council did opt for Māori wards in the regional council here. That's, you know, that's very good news. And conversely, it is obviously also very disappointing that Auckland Council did not go down the same path. I think that's just an inevitable consequence of having a more right-wing council, you know, who are more aligned with the lobby groups like Hobson's Choice, who have always argued against Māori representation in our democratic institutions. And so, you know, it is kind of very sad, particularly given that the history of Auckland City is that the land for Tamaki Makaurau, for the city, was gifted by Māori in the first place. And so, you know, that kind of vote to say, well, you know, thanks very much, we'll kind of take that gift of the land, but, you know, we're not going to include you in the decision-making processes of the city that sits on that land is particularly galling, I think.
The majority of those who submitted against having Māori representation were non-Māori. How do you feel about the majority deciding the fate of the minority?
Well, the Green Party's view on this is, I mean, this particularly applies to things like referenda, for example, where if you put the rights of a minority up against the majority, generally the majority will you know, won't extend those rights. The most egregious example of this actually was in the last of the Swiss cantons to grant women the vote was in the 1970s, because it kept going to referendum and all of the men who had the vote kept voting not to grant women the vote until the 1970s, which is extraordinary. I mean, that's in my lifetime. So, you know, I mean, that's kind of just an example, but, you know, I think you sort of saw that that play out here with the people who currently have the power voting to keep that all to themselves and not to share it.
Submitters against have expressed, including councillors, have expressed that they believe people should have the same opportunities for representation regardless of ethnicity. And we've seen this argument play out quite regularly this general election. What would your message to people be on this type of argument?
Well, first of all, we have a treaty between two peoples here. So this isn't just a sort of a random a kind of occurrence. It's actually based on the kind of constitutional foundation of the country itself. And so, you know, again, in my view, that's kind of less to do with race and more to do with our kind of legal and constitutional obligations and fulfilling those obligations. Second of all, you know, there's this kind of myth that gets spread around here by people like Hobson's Choice, organisations like Hobson's Choice and others, who suggest that Māori are getting more rights than anybody else, which is completely untrue. Nobody has two votes here, right? Everybody still only gets one vote. And just as it is in the general election, you're either on the general roll or you're on the Māori roll, but you only get to vote once. And you just get to vote in the ward in which you live, according to which role you're on. So to me, you know, that's not any different from whether I live in the Lambton ward of Wellington or if I live in the neighbouring Eastern ward. I'm still just voting on the basis of where I live on that roll. And so this kind of panic that's been spread about the idea that Māori are somehow getting more rights, I think it's just information and it's pure race baiting.
Lastly, it can be frustrating for people who are seeing this argument play out time and time again. What would be your advice for what people can do?
Well, I think it is important for those of us who are not Māori to to stand up and say actually that we do believe that we should honour Te Tiriti Te Waitangi, the foundation of our country. And if you look at the kind of the history that Māori have had since, colonisation began in the 19th century, it is one where they have been systematically excluded from, the kind of decision-making processes and institutions that we have. And so I think there's a very large group of New Zealanders who aren't as vocal as the kind of email lists of Hobson's Choice, who I think we need to kind of stand up and be counted, frankly.
That was Green Party co-leader James Shaw on their calls for a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza and the Auckland Council voting against establishing Māori wards.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.